This is an iHeart podcast.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
iHeart presents the Big Three Playoffs. This Sunday, the remaining four teams battle to make the championship in the most physical, fierce, and competitive basketball league in the world. The action starts with the Big Three Monster Energy Celebrity Game. Then Dwight Howard and his LA Riot take on Montrezl Harrell and Dr. J Chicago Triplets. The finale will see popular Miami 305 with stars MVP Michael Beasley and Lance Stevenson take on Nancy Lieberman's Dallas Power. Who will make it to the Big Three Championship? The no-holds-barred action starts Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 Pacific, only on CBS.
Candice Rivera has it all. In just 3 years, she went from stay-at-home mom to traveling the world, saving lives and making millions. Anyone would think Candice's charmed life is about as real as unicorns. But sometimes the truth is even harder to believe than the lies.
Not true. There's so many things not true. You've got to believe me.
I'm Charlie Webster, and this is Unicorn Girl, an Apple original podcast produced by Seven Hills. Follow and listen on Apple Podcasts.
The best kind of help is the kind you don't even have to ask for. Like your friend pulling up on moving day with a truck, a speaker, and snacks ready to go. Well, that's the energy you get with AT&T's new guarantee. If there's ever a network interruption, they make it right by giving you a credit for a full day of service. Proactively. Credit for fiber downtime lasting 20 minutes or more, or wireless downtime lasting 60 minutes or more caused by a single incident impacting 10 or more towers. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See att.com/guarantee for full details. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, a show where America is the star and the American people. To search for the Our American Stories podcast, go to the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Up next, a story about our fight for independence, our original sin, and a man who escaped it. His name was David George, and his lasting legacy can still be found all across our country today. Here to tell his story is Professor Woody Holton of the University of South Carolina. Take it away, Woody.
One of the lesser known but more interesting facts about the American Revolution is that one in five Americans at the time were enslaved African Americans, and many of them in this battle among whites found opportunity for themselves to become free. Nearly 10,000 fought on the American side. Rhode Island had a whole regiment of black soldiers fighting for the freedom of the country, but also for their own freedom, because that was the deal. But in the South, where 90% of African Americans lived, the Patriots did not offer freedom to enslaved people. So the chance for them to get free in the South was by fighting for the British side. David George was from Virginia, born sometime around 1742, and had a terrible master. Ironically, the master's last name was Chapel, as in church, but he brutally whipped not only David George, but his brothers and sisters, and worst of all for David George was watching his mother be whipped. And as he wrote in his narrative, "Master's rough and cruel usage was the reason of my running away." So he did run. We don't know the exact year, but he escaped from Virginia, headed south. You know, you think of slaves escaping, following the drinking gourd, that is, the North Star to freedom up north, or freedom in Canada. But for him, freedom lay to the south. And so he crossed the Roanoke River into North Carolina, spent some time working in South Carolina, but then was advised by his employers to head further south. So he crossed the Savannah River into Georgia and spent a couple years there. But then he heard his owner was still coming after him. So this was clearly a relentless owner, Mr. Chapel, trying to track him down. So this time, David George decided the place that he had the best chance of remaining free was in the West. So he headed into what was then now part of Georgia, but was then Muscogee country, or that is the Indians that the English called the Creeks. And they kind of enslaved him too, but certainly relative to what he'd experienced back in Virginia, they were pretty decent slave owners. But once again, this relentless master reminds me of Javert in Les Miserables, tracked him down. He escaped and eventually persuaded his Native American captors to sell him to a white man named Goffin, who was very tight with the Native Americans of that area because he was a deerskin trader. He would buy thousands of deerskins from Native Americans and in return supply them with guns and ammunition and alcohol and other things they needed. And as he wrote, "I was with him about 4 years, I think, before I married. Here I lived a bad life and had no serious thoughts about my soul. But after my wife was delivered of our first child, a man of my own color named Cyrus, who came from Charleston, South Carolina to Silver Bluff, told me one day in the woods that if I lived so, I should never see the face of God in glory." And that apparently is what made the difference, this man, Cyrus. But he says, "This was the first thing that disturbed me and gave me much concern. I thought then that I must be saved by prayer." Okay, so David George was owned by and working for George Goffin, and his base was at Silver Bluff on the South Carolina side of the Savannah River, where, having become converted to Christ himself, he helped another man named George Lyle form a Black Baptist church at Silver Bluff, South Carolina, on the South Carolina bank of the Savannah River, and that was the first Black Baptist church formed anywhere in the world. And the Black Baptist Church is one of the most vibrant churches in America today. It all began with David George and George Leal, still both of them enslaved. Well, in 1778, the British captured Savannah, Georgia, from the Patriots. Savannah was then the capital of Georgia, and it looked like the British were going to be able to capture that whole area. And so George Goffin ran away. He was a patriot, And so he was worried that the British would imprison him. And so he took off. And that made David George free by default.
And you're listening to Professor Woody Holton of the University of South Carolina tell one heck of a story, the story of David George, the founder of the first Black Baptist Church in America and the world. More of David George's story, part of America's story, when Our American Stories continue. Lee Habib here, and I'm inviting you to help Our American Story celebrate this country's 250th birthday, only a short time away. If you want to help inspire countless others to love America like we do, and want to help us bring the inspiring and important stories told here to millions for years to come, please consider making a tax-deductible donation to Our American Stories. Go to OurAmericanStories.com and click the donate button. Give a little, give a lot. Any amount helps. Go to OurAmericanStories.com and give.
The reviews and ratings are in, and Ice Cube's Big 3 is the surprise hit of the summer. And to cap off the season, iHeart presents the Big 3 Basketball Playoffs. This Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern, the remaining four teams battle it out for the right to make the Big 3 Championship in the most physical, fierce, and competitive basketball league in the world. The action starts with the Big 3 Monster Energy Celebrity Game, where your favorite stars compete in Big 3 3-on-3 basketball. Then the first of two semifinal games features Dwight Howard and the L.A. Riot taking on Montrezl Harrell and Dr. J's first place Chicago Triplets. The finale will see popular Miami 305 with stars MVP Michael Beasley and last will make you dance Stevenson take on Nancy Lieberman's Dallas Power, who finished the season winning five straight weeks to capture second place. Can Glenn Rice, Greg Monroe, and Paul Millsap stop Miami's physical assault, or will Miami and Beasley put an end to Dallas's winning ways? Who will make it to the Big 3 Championship? This no-holds-barred action starts Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 Pacific, only on CBS.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Anabe Sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is Danielle Fishel from Pod Meets World. Parents, let's talk snacks. If your mornings look anything like mine, one kid's trying to pile drive a pillow and the other is trying to zip themselves into a backpack. Meanwhile, I'm trying to sign a permission slip with an eyeliner pencil because that's all I could find. That's why Mott's no sugar added applesauce pouches are perfect to have nearby. These things are clutch and are perfect for moments of stress. Made with real apples, no sugar added, and the pouch. Genius! It's mess-free and perfect for the car, the lunchbox, or after-school activities. This is a snack you can feel good about, and a good source of vitamin C, too. Just tasty applesauce your kids will actually want to eat. The other day, I handed one to my son mid-meltdown. He took a deep breath, squeezed the pouch, and suddenly he was calm. He had a tiny apple-powered moment of zen. Trust me, your future self will thank you. Mott's. Real apples make real good applesauce. Learn more at Mott's.com.
There's something special about folks who come through without being asked. Like your coworker surprising you with your favorite coffee just because. Or your friend handing you the aux cable the moment you get in the car. No debate, no fight, just positive vibes. That kind of love, it just hits different. And that's exactly the energy AT&T is on with their new guarantee. If there's ever a network interruption, AT&T will proactively credit you for a full day of service. No calls, no emails, no jumping through hoops. It's just handled. It's like the universe saying, I got you. Except this time it's not the stars aligning, it's your network. And let's be real, that connection is everything. Whether you're holding down the group chat, checking in on your parents, scrolling TikTok, your network's got to come through. And if there's a problem, AT&T is on the case. No stress, no drama, just real backup when it counts. Credit for fiber downtime lasting 20 minutes or more, or wireless downtime lasting 60 minutes or more caused by a single incident impacting 10 or more towers. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See att.com/guarantee for full details. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
If you eat too many ultra-processed foods, you could be starving your gut microbes, and they'll get hangry. That's one of many things I learned after working on a new audio course about the gut microbiome. You can learn how to keep your gut happy by listening to Try This from The Washington Post. I'm Christina Quinn. I host Try This. Dig in with me on practical advice for life's common challenges. Follow Try This right now wherever you're listening. Seriously, try it.
And we continue with Our American Stories and with David George's story. When we last left off, Professor Woody Holton of the University of South Carolina was telling us about how David George escaped from bondage in Virginia, only to be enslaved again in South Carolina, where George would have a spiritual awakening in the woods due to the efforts of another African American. He would go on to found the Black Baptist Church, and soon the British invasion of South Carolina would create new possibilities for enslaved people. Let's get back to the story.
His owner had run away, and so he was free. He eventually moved in to Savannah. By that time, he'd gotten married. He got by in various ways. He ran a butcher's stall, yet another reminder of all of the things that enslaved people did besides work out in the field. A lot of them were merchants. Now, he's now free, but a lot of enslaved people worked as merchants for their owners, you know, giving most of the profits to their owners. And he and his family moved up to Charleston, South Carolina, and were there in 1782 when the British agreed to evacuate Charleston at the end of the war. And so his family evacuated with many other people who had been loyal to the British crown, both black and white. And where they evacuated to was Halifax, Nova Scotia. So that was a place for him and thousands of other loyalists to the crown, both black and white, to take refuge after the war. On the one hand, we have to praise the British for issuing what amounted to Emancipation Proclamations that resulted in the freedom of thousands of African Americans. On the other hand, we don't want to put the British on a pedestal because they were not great allies. So, for instance, at one point when David George was in Savannah, Georgia, and he really wanted to get up to Charleston, South Carolina, and he made the money he needed to pay for the ship passage for his whole family to go up to Charleston. But then a bunch of British cavalrymen came and stole all his money. So we certainly don't want to imagine that they were all great heroes who were sympathetic to African Americans. And it's not like the British were freeing their own slaves. They tended to make these offers only to people like David George, who were owned by patriots. And in his case, he didn't have to escape Galphin because Galphin kind of ran away from him. His owner ran away from him. But Nova Scotia remained loyal to the crown. And so that was a place for him and thousands of other loyalists to the crown, both black and white, to take refuge after the war. And one of the sad parts of David George's story is that even though blacks and whites had taken refuge there together, the whites were terrible to the blacks. You know, they were used to, a lot of them had come from places, well, all 13 of the original colonies that rebelled had slavery, and so many of them were former slave owners themselves. They were not used to seeing blacks as equals, and they refused to treat them as equals. And David George had an additional liability, and that was, by this time, as I mentioned, he had become a Baptist preacher, and the Baptists as evangelicals were really on the outs with the rest of English-speaking people, and that is people in the British Empire, because the official church of England, which today in America we call the Episcopal Church, they still call it the Anglican Church in England, you know, they had an official government church, as did most of the English colonies in America. The church was the state, and the state was the church. And they really oppressed evangelicals, including Baptists. And so, for instance, a crowd of retired British soldiers pulled down David George's house to punish him for all the preaching that he did. He once baptized a couple named William and Deborah Holmes, a white couple. And another reminder that there was tremendous cooperation between blacks and whites, and the evangelical churches were really one of the real locations of that. That is, people took seriously the passage in the Bible about in God, in Christ, there is no east nor west, that we're all one. And so there was a tremendous amount of interracial cooperation. So we had this white couple that wanted to be baptized, and you know, they went down to the river, and as he wrote, their relations, that is their relatives who lived in the town, were very angry. They raised a mob and endeavored to hinder them being baptized. Mrs. Holmes's sister especially laid hold of her hair to keep her from going down into the water to be baptized. The persecution, as he said, only increased. And in fact, some African Americans, I'm sad to say, joined in the persecution, again, because it was a religious battle rather than an ethnic or racial battle. Because of all that persecution, they really grasped an opportunity the British left them. The British had just established a new colony on the west coast of Africa called Sierra Leone. The capital was called Freetown, which is a pretty good omen. And so 1,200 of these African Americans who had first taken refuge in Nova Scotia after the war, they now were offered this new opportunity in 1791 of becoming refugees again and going to Sierra Leone in Africa. And David George caught at that opportunity. The first day they landed, he preached. Obviously, they had no building already, so he preached under a sail, continued to, until they got the church built. But they did make a go of it in this settlement called Sierra Leone. Their descendants are still there today, but those first few decades were really rough. One of the ways that the British oppressed these African colonists, African-American colonists, I should call them, one of the things the British did to them was levy really heavy taxes. And some of them actually rebelled against these taxes, and one of the leaders of that rebellion was a man named Harry Washington. And Harry Washington, years earlier, had been owned by George Washington and had escaped from George Washington and joined in this same exodus. And what did Harry Washington do there? He did just what his owner, George Washington, had done, which was he took a lead in a rebellion against taxation without representation. One last thing to say about David George is that as a leading Baptist minister, he was very interested to go meet the Baptist in England, and they agreed to finance his trip. And so that's why we have an account of his amazing journey, is that while there, they asked him to write up his pilgrimage, as he called it, for one of their magazines. And so we don't know much about his life after that, but we do have this account that he wrote up. You know, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not a super religious person myself, but I'm so grateful for these guys' faith because, and again, different faiths have different attitudes about this, but many faiths are really into having people write down their religious pilgrimage, and it's been a real boon for historians. David George was the guy who founded the Black Church in America, would be another way of looking at it.
And a terrific job on the production and storytelling by Faith Buchanan and Monty Montgomery. And a special thanks to Professor Woody Holton of the University of South Carolina. And my goodness, without God, the story is not possible. Of course, the founder of the first Black Church in America. A man of my own color told me if I lived so and he was not living well. I would never get to see the face of God or his glory. I must be saved by prayer. Thus started the spiritual journey of David George, and thus started this remarkable transformation. His life's journey, his story, David George's story, the founder of the first black church in America, here on Our American Stories.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
iHeart presents the Big Three Playoffs. This Sunday, the remaining four teams battle to make the championship in the most physical, fierce, and competitive basketball league in the world. The action starts with the Big Three Monster Energy Celebrity Game. Then Dwight Howard and his L.A. Riot take on Montrezl Harrell and Dr. J's Chicago Triplets. The finale will see popular Miami 305 with stars MVP Michael Beasley and Lance Stevenson take on Nancy Lieberman's Dallas Power. Who will make it to the Big Three Championship? The no-holds-barred action starts Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 Pacific, only on CBS.
This is Danielle Fishel from Pod Meets World. Parents, quick question. When is the last time you won snack time? The other day, I handed my son a perfectly portioned Pinterest-level snack, and he traded it for a Mott's applesauce pouch. I'm not mad, just impressed. And that's why Mott's no-sugar-added applesauce pouches are perfect to keep on hand. They're made with real apples, packed in a super easy pouch, perfect for tossing in a lunchbox, keeping in the car, or grabbing as you're running out the door. Plus, they're a good source of vitamin C, and kids love them. Win-win. Make sure your kid wins snack time with Mott's. Real apples make real good applesauce. Learn more at Mott's.com.
The Disney Plus Hulu HBO Max bundle. Plans starting at just $16.99 a month.
No one will ever break us apart.
Catch Marvel Studios Thunderbolts, The New Avengers on Disney Plus.
You can't escape the past.
Alien Earth on Hulu.
This ship collected monsters.
And Final Destination Bloodlines on HBO Max.
Death is coming for our family.
The Disney Plus Hulu HBO Max bundle. Plans starting at $16.99 a month. All these and more streaming soon. Visit Disney Plus Hulu HBO Max bundle.com for details.
If you eat too many ultra-processed foods, you could be starving your gut microbes, and they'll get hangry. That's one of many things I learned after working on a new audio course about the gut microbiome. You can learn how to keep your gut happy by listening to Try This from The Washington Post. I'm Christina Quinn. I host Try This. Dig in with me on practical advice for life's common challenges. Follow Try This right now wherever you're listening. Seriously, try it.
This is an iHeart podcast.